You're listening to the Arctic Circle podcast. In this episode, we listen to a discussion on the Paris Summit, One Planet and the Poles. Opening remarks are provided by Olivier Puervdarvor, Ambassador for Polar and Maritime Issues of the Republic of France. Panelists are Miriam Jackson, Program Coordinator, Cryosphere Initiative at ICIMOT, Antje Poetius, Director of Alfred Wegener Institute in Germany, Jérôme Chapelas, Research Director at Centre National de Recherche Scientifique in France and Professor at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology, Lausanne. The panel is moderated by Ólafur Ragnar Grímsson, Chairman of Arctic Circle and former President of Iceland. This event originally took place at the 2023 Arctic Circle Assembly.
Good evening, good afternoon, and let me first express my gratitude, dear President Grímsson, for being here with you in Reykjavik as you invite me to present the Paris Summit for the Poles and Glaciers. Yesterday, coming from Paris, a storm almost prevented me from arriving. But in September 1936, another famous autumn storm prevented Commander Jean-Baptiste Charcot from leaving Iceland. He perished at sea along with his crew, and his ship was named Pourquoi Pas, which is why not in English. So when President Emmanuel Macron, for whom I am served as the special envoy for the ocean and the poles, approved the first French national polar strategy that I have drafted, he asked me about one of our proposals, which was to organize an international summit dedicated to the cryosphere. He said, what is cryosphere? In Paris. To this proposal, he replied, taking a crew from Charcot's ship name, Pourquoi pas? We were in summer 2022. Fortunately, in the summer, the next one, this year, as Europe sweltered in the heat, news of climate change in the Arctic, Greenland, Canada, Antarctica, as well in our glaciers in Europe, Africa, the Americas and Asia, convinced President Macron to quickly organize this first international meeting dedicated to the global collapse of the cryosphere. It was no longer pourquoi pas, but very, very soon. For the past 3 months, we have been working on it very hard. It's still in process. It's in 18 days. But the One Planet Polar Summit will take place in Paris at the National Museum of Natural History from November 8 to the 10. And you are all invited, of course, alongside scientists, explorers, non-governmental organizations, representatives of indigenous people, ministers and head of states and government presidents from almost 40 countries. The objective is very, very simple. It is twofold. First, to have the most up-to-date scientific diagnosis on the state of the cryosphere worldwide. To achieve this, in 2 months, nearly 300 scientists from over 40 countries, polar and glacial, will gather on November the 8th and 9th. And the two co-chairs in the middle of the International Scientific Council, Antje Boetius and Jérôme Chapelas, will tell you more in a moment. The second objective is to engage the concerned countries at a higher political level to support a coalition with the International Cryosphere Climate Initiative, born in 2022 at the COP27 in Sharm el-Sheikh, called Ambition for Melting Ice. We hope that 40 countries and international organizations will join it in Paris on November 10 during this political segment, where President Macron and his guests, head of state and government, will meet. A political declaration, the Paris Call for the Poles and the Glacier, will be launched at this occasion. It will call on the international community to invest heavily in scientific research on the poles and glaciers with an emphasis on enhanced international cooperation. Because we must act quickly. For political leaders, the hot crisis such as the current war in Ukraine, led by Russia, or the dramatic tension in the Middle East and the wars in Israel and Palestine, are probably the most significant. But the cold crisis, those affecting the planet through climate, biodiversity, ocean, forest, and also the cryosphere, are no less important. As you know, by 2100, 3/4 of the world 200,000 glaciers will have disappeared, depriving 1 billion people of water supply. 1 billion of people of water supply by 2000. And at the same year, at the end of this century, in addition to the warming of the sea, the melting of Greenland and Antarctic ice sheets will have caused a global sea level rise of 1 meter minimum, affecting 1 billion citizens living in the coast. So after the One Planet Polar Summit, we will bring the Paris call for the poles and glaciers to Dubai in early December during the COP28. And it owes much to you, President Grimson's immediate commitment for the One Polar Summit existence. With my colleague Guillaume Bazard, the French ambassador in Iceland, we will be very happy to help you to organize a meeting of the countries we have signed the Paris Agreement in your next edition of the Arctic Circle in 24. And finally, in June 25, in Nice, France, during the United Nations Major Ocean Conference, which we will organize with Costa Rica. So that's the program for the years ahead. But above all, we look forward to seeing you after Reykjavik go to Paris for this first international summit dedicated to the cryosphere. And I take this opportunity to thank UNESCO, who is very much with us, the IOC, the WMO, the World Glaciers Monitoring, the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development, which I am happy to meet here with our colleague, the Oceanographic Institute of Monaco, the International Cryosphere Climate Initiative, the Scientific Committee on Antarctic Research, the International Arctic Science Committee, so numerous NGOs, and of course, the Arctic Circle, the only one. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much indeed. Maybe we can ask the rest of the panel to give your comments and views on this summit. What do you expect?
Perhaps we can ask Antier,
with
the director of the Antier Boetius. You all know it's the director of the Alfred Wegener Institute in Bremerhaven.
Okay.
Yeah. So a few words maybe on the program. When I was called by Jérôme and Olivier what to do together, we thought it is time to bring all components of the cryosphere and the interactions with humans together. So we will have breakout sessions that deal with glaciers, the water cycle, sea level. We'll have session that deals with permafrost and georisks. We have a session that deals with ocean, sea ice and life. And this is to really have all components and both poles, but also high altitude regions together. For what unites us with the cryosphere is this idea of a large part of our planet being terribly cold so that water freezes and turns white. And this goes beyond the mere physical task of albedo, of managing sunlight. It goes to create a large biome on Earth that is below zero, that hosts a unique biodiversity. It is connected to all of us, and this is the spirit of why a part of this summit is dedicated to the newest updates from scientists who will gather from as many countries as possible to organize in such a short note, because the state of stock-taking that we have on Earth is always a bit behind. Last years, these extremely hot years, have created immense changes to all components of the cryosphere, whether we think snow or ice masses, whether we think the life under the ice or the sea ice itself. I'm sure you have all seen the report on the unpredicted and immense decline of the Antarctic sea ice that has cost many penguin colonies their lives. So to understand that we are all connected and that the sense of urgency from the scientific data must be out there, must create images of people, politicians, policymakers, NGOs, explorers of where to go next, how to find solutions, this is the great challenge for some of us as scientists, but for many of the visitors of that summit that are NGOs, explorers, funders, policymakers, and of course the diplomats and the politicians that have to find a language for this part of Earth that connects us all, which is the cryosphere.
Great. So let us try, in the interest of time, to summarize the concluding marks very effectively. But I think maybe we should go to the easy mode representation from the Himalaya third pole.
Yeah, Jackson.
Thank you. Good afternoon. ISIMOD is the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development. It's a regional intergovernmental institute working for the 8 countries of the Hindu Kush Himalaya, so working in Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Bhutan, China, India, Myanmar, Nepal, and Pakistan. And we're delighted to be an organizing partner for the One Polar Summit, the first summit to include both poles and terrestrial glaciers and the cryosphere generally. The mountains of the Hindu Kush Himalaya hold the third largest volume of ice on Earth and also serve as the main water source for one of the world's most populous regions. One quarter of humanity, nearly 2 billion people in Asia, rely on rivers that originate in the Hindu Kush Himalaya for their water, food, and energy security. So the humanitarian impact of cryosphere changes happening here at an unprecedented speed are not equaled anywhere else on Earth because of the huge population there. And people are now devastatingly exposed to the consequences of our failure to decarbonize our economies and limit temperature rise and associated risks. ISIMOD published a major report this summer, High-Rise Himalayan Water Ice Society and Ecosystems, where I was a chapter lead and editor, and showed that the HKH is warming at an average of double the global average, and that means glaciers here are changing faster than ever, and much faster than we'd expected. In fact, in the past decade, they've changed 65% faster than the previous decade. So things are really speeding up. On current emissions trajectories, two-thirds will be gone by the end of this century. There's people alive now who will see that. This leaves a region of 2 billion people on the brink of systemic risk. And we're already seeing an alarming rise in water and cryosphere-induced hazards and the consequent disasters. Just this year, nearly 2,000 people lost their lives in climate disasters in the mountains, over 1,000 of them to floods, including floods from glacier lakes. At ISIMOD, we're responding to this crisis as fast as we can. At the regional level, our scientists are monitoring the risks and supporting transfer of knowledge and tools, such as early warning systems. We're communicating risk from air pollution that also accelerates glacier melt with our regional member countries to build the public support for the transformation of energy, transport, agriculture that's needed to limit the consequences of cryosphere loss. At the global level, we're joining with allied organizations such as these here today in this room to increase awareness of the crisis of the cryosphere, making the links between cryosphere change and sea level rise, cryosphere change in water resources, cryosphere change in the habitability of large areas of Earth. And we're being much more vocal and visible about advocating for global governments to step up on delivering the commitments made under the Paris Agreement. We're also advocating for key stakeholders in our networks to act to make averting the fast disappearance of ice and snow a strategic priority. And we're asking allies to back our global campaign, our SOS, From the Roof of the World, Save Our Snow. If you look at Google for ISIMOD and Save Our Snow, you can join the campaign. But we need to go much faster, and for that we urgently need support. As this summit in our mountains already shows, the crisis here is every bit as existential as it is also for the small island states. The potential humanitarian consequences of continued inaction are too great to do otherwise. Our hope for the One Planet Polar Summit is that it cements a shared ambition for climate action across Earth's frozen air places, and that we collectively keep a keen focus on being the complete transformation of livelihoods and economies both in this region and around the world itself that is needed in order to save our snow and Earth itself. In 2015, Paris became synonymous with perhaps the single biggest breakthrough in global climate action, when leaders enshrined the goal to limit warming to 1.5 degrees, which even that is too much for the Hindu Kush Himalaya. Now with emissions still rising and many declaring the ambition dead, our hope at ISIMOD is that with French leadership, we can again galvanize the world to go into emergency mode. The stakes are really high and the clock is ticking. At ISIMOD, we hugely welcome the French president's personal commitment to kickstarting this crucial work, and we give this initiative on the poles and cryosphere our fullest support.
Thank you.
Good. So, let me finally invite you to give us a short perspective from your...
Within a few seconds, thank you very much, Mr. President. I think it's really a unique opportunity for us scientists to address policymakers and heads of state and show them how important the cryosphere is, not only because we all know about the processes, but because we are all connected on this planet. And what happens in the Arctic, what happens in Antarctica, what happens on the Third Pole, on the Tibetan Plateau, in the Alps, in the Andes, that matters for all of us. And through these two scientific days, we want to actually make the best possible statement about the science. So we started from the IPCC conclusions. We are updating them. because we know that many things happened in the cryosphere and associated component over the last few months and years. We want to address the question of tipping points. We all know that science is not well settled for some aspect of it. We mentioned here at the Arctic Circle the problem of permafrost, problem of wildfires that have huge consequences in terms of carbon emissions in the atmosphere that could actually offset the all the efforts made by Western countries, China and so on. So this is the kind of message we want to convey to the policymakers, and then a call for action. Action, the first one is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. I think all of us agree on that, but we need actions as well, concerted action about the science, because again, the science is not settled.
Well, thank you very much indeed. The purpose of this session was primarily to draw your attention, the audience and the participants, to this extraordinary gathering that will take place in Paris soon, because it is a very innovative and strong addition to the family of platforms on the ice-covered areas of the world. So I want to express my thanks to President Macron and his team, and for all those who are helping to organize this summit. We don't have time for questions from the audience, unfortunately, but I thank all of you for having come here to present this important summit in Paris. It's the first time that we have such a big international event directly related to our subject matter following the Arctic Circle Assembly, and we will try our utmost to help you to make it a success. So thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And now-